Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
How do you get better? Diligence. People say, as long as you love God, you'll be right. Look at me. Who believes that's true? Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, as long as you love God and do your best, you'll be right. Are you hearing me today? You can love God and be the most lazy, disloyal, gossiping citizen on this earth. I know they go to the other church, but Inspire Church, that if you belong to Inspire Church, man, we declare the excellence of God and we carry the name of God into our workplace, into our social areas, and wherever we are, we carry the good name of Jesus and Inspire, and we are there and we work. Even when the boss is looking, we work. When he's not there, we work. When it's lunchtime, we work. I'm just saying this to my employees in Jesus' name. You know, I'm only joking. If you want your lunch break, just take it. It's fine. You got to love what you do. That's what I'm saying. Not only love God, but love what you do. Man, a few things that I do in this church, I just don't love doing it. But they've got to be done, so you do it. And you make yourself love it. There's certain things that I just don't like to do. But at the end of the day, if you don't like doing them, you're not going to do them, and you're not going to do them with your best. So when I go to mow the lawn, man, I love mowing the lawn. I love these mowers. I love this whippersnipper that won't start. I just love this. When it comes to do the rubbish, you know, Sunday night's our rubbish night. I get late home from church, and Carol says, you put the rubbish out. I'll do it straight away, darling. Can you help me? I'm scared of the dark. See, there's certain things in life we just don't maybe like, but you got to do it. Man, I loved having children, but bringing them up, got to make yourself love it. And you might say when they get into their 30s, you've done your job. They come home and they bring more. You see, if I'm going to preach, I've got to know my stuff. If I'm going to sing, I better know my words. And I just know myself, you know, the songs we sing now, sometimes they're pretty wordy and I start off with the first line and then I stop after and I'm listening to myself and I'm just singing gibberish. But if you want to be a singer, you can't afford to do that. We're all learning excellent. Can someone say that with me? We're all learning excellent. If you're serving, get focused. We're better on it. Come on. You know, if we're cooking, if we're doing kids' work, or if we're doing youth work, or if we're a plumber, or if you're a speaker or a teacher, know your subject. Do it to your best. You're improving best. You see, there's main things I do. I love people. I'm a pastor. I love sharing. I love inspiring people. I love helping you for your tomorrow. And that's what one of my desires is, as a pastor, that we not only preach to you today, we preach for you tomorrow, that what you hear can help you tomorrow. But Carol asked me to do something at home. She said, I want you to pull down that barbed bamboo fence and I want you to build a slate fence. John, build slate fence out of timber screws. Okay. So I go to Google. I did it and I finished it. Does it look good? Looks pretty good to me. I just love how the the beams are not straight, which is by chance. I just love how it's so secure in the wind. But I did my best. And we were sitting there yesterday admiring the fence and the great handiwork and those kind of things. And I don't know if you experienced it, but by about 5:30, there was a huge gust of wind that came through. It was probably, you know, between 80 and 1,000 kilometers an hour. And it hit all of a sudden, a gust. The fence stayed up, but I've got a gate that's about 6 meters wide, about 3 meters high, and it knocked it flat. You reckon you had a bad day? You don't know what bad is. I said, oh, no. And then I said, I can fix that. How are you going to fix? You don't know anything about fences and our gates and all that kind of thing. I'll fix it. Go out there, look at my shed, bit of this, a bit of that. You know, the MacGyver stuff, a bit of wire and all that kind of stuff. It's back up, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I'm not like that. Yeah, maybe you're not, but maybe you can learn a little bit more like that. And we don't always have to do what we want to do. Sometimes we got to do what we have to do. And if we need a bit of help, let's do it. What am I trying to say today? Are you growing in your gift? You've got a natural talent and ability, and then we have opportunities that are beyond that. I never used to know how to run a board meeting. Oh, freak, how do you run a board meeting? You get thrown in the deep and then you got to deal with the board members and agendas and balancing finances and that kind of stuff. Man, it's not natural, but got my head around it. Never served. Man, I never served anywhere while I do that. Man, it may be not natural, but maybe it's an opportunity that can get you started so you can be on the process of identifying the gift and talent within your life that not only helps build the house of God, but it helps build you. Look at me. Over the years, 35 years, we've had a lot of people come on staff. We've had a lot of volunteers. But I want to tell you, those who have kept a good spirit and a good heart are in a much better place now than when they started. Why? Because we decided to operate in our gift and get our resilience happening and get our competencies expanded. Serving God is always a good thing to do. I believe God loves good stuff. Am I in the right place today? Some say as long as your heart's in the right place, that's good. Yeah, that's good, but it's only a start. David didn't get the job of playing the harp because of his heart. He got the job because he was good at playing. And I just want to encourage each one of us here as I bring this to a close today is people want to separate spirituality from gifting. Hold me. I love you, Lord. Lord, forgive them. So we love the spiritual part of life in worshiping God and those kind of things. But don't separate your serving from your spirituality. Don't separate your job from your spirituality. I believe they both glorify God. The way you work glorifies the excellence of God. Do it right. Do it for the right reason. If you're a mechanic and you fix cars, fix them good. If you do accounts, be accurate. If you paint, you're good at it. If you're a cleaner, you're a good cleaner. If you build, you're good at it. If you're a plumber, there's less leaks in the tap after you finish than before. Everything we do, it's a display of the glory of God. Not just the way I sing. Not just the way I read my Bible. Not just the way I pray. But the way I relate. The way I operate in my gift and my talent and my ability. And you might say, what do you know? You're just a pastor. Hey, I've been a pastor for a long time. But I worked in the secular world for 14 years, learnt my trade, become a manager. I know that kind of stuff. I'm dealing with business people all the time in my world, even now. I understand the world. And I tell you what, don't only sing good, but be integrous. Not only sing well and pray well, but be fair. Not only sing well and witness well, but do your work well. Some people have a good look. They got the talk, but they got no game. Get the game, then get the look. I remember years ago we used to do a lot more sports stuff in church, probably because I was younger. Steve, get yourself together, you're young. And we used to play cricket and have cricket days, and it was all good fun. I remember once there was this young guy, and we'd just turn up, you know, in their shorts and tennis shoes and have a game of cricket. Remember this young guy turned up once, he was probably 19 or 20, and he was always one of these guys who had always had a big talk. You know, yeah, I can do that. Oh, yeah, cricket, oh, yeah, I play in a great team and all that kind of stuff. Oh, cool. So he came along on the cricket sports day for the church, and he had all the gear on. He had the white shirts, the long pants, and you know, he had the things out here, and and the pads and the cap, and had his bat bag and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, oh man, we're going to get killed today. I had to open the bowling. I'm sport is not natural, but I'll have a go. So I took my little run up. This is a pace. This is you. Yeah, this is a no. It's down here. This is a pace. This is a pace of my bowling. That's all I did. Bowled him clean out. I must admit, it bounced 8 times before it hit the wicket. He was depressed all day, the poor beggar. You know, sometimes you can have all the talk, but I'd rather just turn up in my ordinary ones and walk away as I bowled him. What'd you say that for? Who knows? You see, God's not looking for perfection. Like you have to be the best. We're not talking about that. It's not about a competitive spirit. That stuff does not come from God. No, excellence, I believe, is what God wants. I want to bring God my best. Maybe it's who you are. And who you are brings your best. Maybe it starts as an attitude. That God, I may not be good at this, but God, I'm not going to be a try hard, but I'm going to give it my best. And I'm going to learn how to do it better. And if at the end of the day, it's not really my thing, I'm not going to walk away and quit. I'm going to walk away a winner because I did try. I did do it my best. But maybe there's something else that I could be better at. I'm going to keep trying. Give God something to build with. Listen to this. Martin Luther. The maid who sweeps the floor is doing the will of God just as much as the monk who prays. Not because she sings, "O Lord my God, how great thou art." As she sweeps, singing may be important, but what's more important, God loves clean floors. Does that make sense? The pizza maker, not because he puts a cross on every pizza that makes it kind of godly, but because his pizzas are good. The coffee maker, not because they put a little cross on top of the coffee, you know, but the coffee's good. The accountant's good. The solicitor's good. You see, look at the sunset. Everything that God does has a touch of excellence. He does excellence. Not only good to praise, and exalt God. But it's good that each one of us demonstrate the goodness of God. What am I saying, church? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it unto the Lord. Amen? Whatever your hand finds to do. Whatever your hand finds to do. And I just pray that as we've been doing this series on motivational gifts, that we'll begin to find the motivation within our lives. And as we find the motivation, we'll find the meaning. Some of us have got it back to front. I'm not doing anything until I find meaning. No, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Hey, start to do something. Start to do something. And you'll find the meaning of your life. We don't find Christ by doing. We find Christ by receiving. But the rest, we find it in the journey. And I just want to encourage each one of us. I'm not talking about getting jobs done for the church. I want you to find your best. I want you to be the best. I want people in this church, Inspire Church, that whatever we do, we may not be excellence, but we aspire to the top because of our determination, our perseverance, our teachability, our wanting to get along, our wanting to do something in the workplace, in the church, social areas, that we are people that know how to display the goodness of God. My father was become a Christian in the Salvation Army. Probably back in the 1930s. And their motto back those days was, saved to serve. Maybe we need to kick it back in again. I know we're called into fellowship, but we've been called and saved to make a difference in our worlds for the glory of God. Father, I just thank you today for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the few moments we have of just breaking into our world and just hearing things that may be counterculture. But God, I just pray that you would start to work upon our hearts and lives. That, oh God, that we'd be people that identify the motivations within. And even as Joseph, that even if we can't find that motivation or can't do it at the moment, we will serve anyway. We will make the most of the opportunity. And Lord, we'll grow and develop. Our character will grow. Our resilience will grow. Our perseverance will grow. Our character will grow. And we'll be named amongst the great on the earth. Not because of our greatness, but because of the opportunities you've given to us in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.